Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice.
You have a very nice day at work.
Alice at 97.3.
Doot, doot, doot. Doot, doot, doot. Doot, doot, doot. Doot, doot, doot.
Bum, 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 bum.
There's Alex. Sorry about that. I didn't know if you were coming in. There's this new musician now. His name's Role Model. Have you heard of him?
Have you seen him?
He looks just like this guy.
He does look like him. That's funny. He's very odd. He was on SNL a couple weeks back.
Yes, doing that hit he's got right now. Yeah. It's like, I can't remember it. Sally.
Oh, there it is.
It's good. It's a good song. But I saw him and went, oh my God, that's, what is it, Stephen Jenkins?
Yeah.
30 years ago.
Yeah.
Like, that's funny. It's him. Anyway, sorry.
There it is. So that's Third Eye Blind, Semi-Charmed Life. Not Role Model. But
no.
But I can see why you might be confused. It's Alice 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. It is Friday. Winterland tickets. The tickets we're giving away this week. We've been doing it all week. Come with a meet and greet with Rob Thomas, which is a big deal. Alice and Winterland tickets are selling fast. You got to go get yourself some or win a pair right now. The word is holiday, H-O-L-I-D-A-Y. Take the word holiday, go to RadioAlice.com, and you'll have a chance to win a pair of tickets for the show with the meet and greet with Rob Thomas. Holiday is this hour's code word. Alice in Winterland, starring Alex Warren, Rob Thomas, and John Kay, December 4th at the Masonic. This hour's code word is holiday. Holiday. Mm. Celebration. In theaters this weekend, Elle Fanning is in a Predator movie. Predator Badlands. It's PG-13. By the way, I put all these trailers up on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. I have a bunch of stuff I want to mention right now, and I put trailers for everything up. So if you're thinking, no, let's take a look.
Have you watched the Predator series?
Yes.
Okay, I haven't.
So the most recent one, I believe, is the one, it's called Prey, and P-R-E-Y, and it's set in, like, you know, the white man has come to take over the Native Americans' property. And then they're also having to deal with a predator who has, I think, crash landed on the planet. And it's
and he takes the side of the American.
He just wants to kill everyone.
Oh.
But.
So then the humans rally to kill the predator.
Nah, there's just it's very complicated.
Is it good?
It's great. I've watched it twice.
Called Prey.
Prey. Yeah.
Okay.
And I think it's maybe like a Netflix thing or whatever. I mean, I haven't had to pay for it either time. So, and it's just called, that one's just called Prey. I'm just assuming this is just in the sort of Aliens and Predator universe. It's called Predator Badlands, PG-13. Elle Fanning plays an android. She's damaged. I think they call her a Weyland Yutani android from the Alien series. So it's kind of a crossover thing.
Mm.
I'm not sure. I'm positive.
Well, Alien Earth, they're,
is that what
they're androids? I mean, that world, they're androids, and then these the new kids are like a hybrid where they're humans and they have humans.
Yes.
They have a human brain downloaded or a consciousness downloaded,
and everything else.
But they are in a droid body.
Yes.
Because there's the one guy, I think his name is Timothy Oliphant, and
yes,
he plays, I don't know the name of the character, but he has the white hair. So you're saying he's one of these Weyland-Yutani Android.
Yes, I believe so.
Okay, great. That makes perfect sense then. So this is this person, this is Elle Fanning, is a damaged one of those, and now she's in the Predator universe. So she teams up with a runt predator. Apparently, some of them are very small. I don't know. Who's come to a dangerous planet for his first hunt, even as they are hunted by other factions from both of their planets. I don't know if it'll be any good or not, but I do love the whole Predator alien. I love that universe.
I saw great reviews for this.
Did you?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh,
this
that's
is supposed
cool.
to be a banger.
I ended up finishing Alien Earth. I loved the way it ended.
It was amazing.
It was really good. And it bogged down a hair for me in the middle couple episodes, but it got crazy at the end. I was like, this is, I love it.
In the original Predator, it's mysterious what they look like or what it is,
because they
right?
can be invisible.
They don't really show a clean look. Like now in the commercials, you're seeing what the Predator looks like, and it's fairly comical. Like, yeah, it doesn't look that.
It's not till the end of Predator that you see what the Predator looks like.
Right.
You see an outline of it.
Yes.
Outline
yeah. Right.
But so at the end, Arnold figures out how to break its whatever it's
shielding
right. And then
invisibility.
That's the only one I've
cloak.
Seen. But the new commercials, I'm looking at the Predator going, that's ridiculous. That doesn't look that
nah,
good.
That's good.
Is
they're,
it?
They're good. They're
You're
pretty,
sure.
Yeah. Well,
okay.
It's a killing machine. So
with dreadlocks.
Why not?
Oh, I
actually, is it even a machine? It's not a machine.
Hey, man, I come down to kill you.
That's your
Irie.
You're Jamaican.
Okay.
There's also something that's
Can't
opening wide. So Predators Badlands, that is in theaters. So that is, you have to go to a theater apparently to see that. Maybe you can rent it at home. I have no idea. Nuremberg is also out. And this is a Nazi film. So there
Russell
are
Russell Crowe.
Yeah, Russell Crowe, it looks like somebody named Michael Shannon is playing the Allies' lead prosecutor in making the Nazis answer for the horrors of the Holocaust. Rami Malek is a U.S. Army psychiatrist locking horns with former Reichsmarschall Hermann Göring, who is Russell Crowe. Mm-hmm.
The true story is fascinating, so I bet this movie is going to be really good.
Oh,
yeah.
Well, if you're into this kind of thing, there are people who are like, I love all things World War II. I want to see all the stuff. That will have an audience. Something else called Lost and Found in Cleveland. Again, trailers up at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page for all of these. It's an ensemble comedy that focuses on five very different people whose lives intertwine when an antiques appraisal show comes to Cleveland. This sounds like my kind of movie. The cast includes Martin Sheen. Let's see. Stacey Keach is in it. June Squibb.
Stacey Keach is still alive?
Wow.
I should have put him in a Dead or Alive, huh? I know. I was like,
what?
How's that guy alive? Is anybody else watching Only Murders in the Building, season 5? Is June Squibb the lady who plays Lester's wife?
Don't know, not watching it.
I might have her mixed up with somebody else. In limited release, and we've heard a little bit about this movie.
Stacey Keach is 84.
I haven't heard the name Stacey Keach in
a That's what decade. I'm saying. It's crazy, but yeah, he's 84.
No, that's not who I'm talking about. June Squibb is somebody else.
Okay.
That's she's in this. She looks like she'd be at an antique appraisal show.
She looks like an antique.
Well, yes.
White hair, bright, wild colored blouses.
Yeah, fuchsia blouse. And
uh-huh.
She looks happy, though. She looks a happy
sure.
lady. In limited release, so you'll have to look for this one. Jennifer Lawrence and Robert Pattinson, they are starring in something called Die, My Love. It's a couple who move from New York to his childhood home in rural Montana. Her struggles with isolation push their marriage into dark territory. Sounds dark. Trailer's up at Sarah and Vinny's Facebook page. Saturday night at, let's see, I guess that's going to be 5 o'clock. Our time on Disney Plus. They're live streaming the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction ceremony. So that is happening tomorrow night. I think it's at 5 o'clock our time. This is the 2025 ceremony. This is the full live stream. So it'll be everything. I'm sure it'll be hours and hours long. And then they'll package it up and release it as a truncated show later. Saturday, 11:30 on NBC. Nikki Glaser hosting Saturday Night Live for the first time.
All right.
And Somber is the musical guest. I'm excited for that one.
Yeah.
So I know. It is exciting. Ed Sheeran.
This guy.
I know. He's everywhere. Ed Sheeran has launched a nonstop New York City takeover in his new One Shot. This is the, I only have a trailer for you now. This is the official trailer, but the premise behind this is he goes to New York. He's got his guitar. He travels all across New York City and performs his biggest song, and they never, all his biggest songs, and they never stop the camera. One Shot. It's called One Shot with Ed Sheeran. It's a Netflix special. He travels across New York City performing his biggest songs all in a single take. The project was announced last month, and it looks like yesterday the first trailer came out. So I put it up. It seems to be exactly what they're saying here. It's just a random day in New York. Neither of my kids told me that they ran into him. So I'm not sure what parts he went to, but even the travel in between, or I guess he's just walking around and trying to make this. I would think once Ed Sheeran starts playing a song, he doesn't get to just walk away to some, maybe they all jump in a car, but it's all one shot. The whole thing is one camera.
This is really cool. One shot, like single shots are super trendy right now, but I don't know why they didn't do this live. That would have been really cool because if you're going to do it in one shot anyway, might as well do it live. You can't edit it.
That's interesting.
Huh. No, you can't throw it away.
Too scared.
If it doesn't work out, you can not air it.
That is true.
There's that.
Yeah.
But I actually don't, I hear what you're saying and you would know better than me, but for my purposes, you don't need to do it in one shot. I want to see a good show. It doesn't matter if you need an edit or 5 or 10. It's all good.
I think that's just what they were going for here, though, is like, let's see what happens if we just do it in one shot. I don't know how long it's going to be because I can't really edit it. It's not like I can cut chunks out. One Shot with Ed Sheeran, a musical experience. The official trailer is up at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. And do I see a date here? You can start streaming it on November 21st. In the meantime, you can check out the trailer. Next up is the Michael Jackson biopic.
Oh boy.
This is the approved one starring the family member.
Starring Jafar. Want to come look at this?
Which means it's going to be Jive. The whole thing will be Jive.
Is this Michael Jackson or is that not Michael Jackson? Is that a picture of Michael Jackson or not?
It's the cousin, I'm sure, but
it is. It's Jafar. And they've done something to his nose that looks prosthetic to me.
I'll give you.
But he freaking looks like him.
I would have bet money they wouldn't even show the surgery to the guy's face because it's the family doing this. Mm. So they at least they're showing that. I mean, that guy was, it was impossible to look at him anymore. You just would go, someone has to stop with
but
the,
you can't stop
the tattooed
people.
Eyeliner
no one can stop him
and
from
the,
killing himself with the propofol or whatever it was called. They are saying we're in a position to deliver more Michael soon after we release the first film. Their Lionsgate is doing this. And I mean, they're a legitimate, I've seen movies from Lionsgate. So it's an upcoming biopic. It looks likely to expand across 2 features, judging by the latest comments from them. They say we're not confirming plans for a second film, but there's enough. The creative team is hard at work making sure we're in a position to deliver more Michael soon after we release the first film. You're right. This is approved and a family member is in it. Mm-hmm. So my suspicion is that there's not going to be a dark side to Michael. This is going to be nothing but one triumph after another.
And that's okay. Knowing going in, I'll give you that in reality, he made some great music.
He sure did.
And while it clearly broke him into, I don't even know how to describe the pieces that were left there at the end, but you couldn't even,
mostly plastic.
You couldn't look at him.
I know.
You couldn't.
It's a very sad story.
Yeah.
From an abusive childhood to whatever the hell he turned himself into there at age 50 or whatever.
But through that, he became one of the biggest stars in the world, if not the.
Absolutely. Huge.
And there were people saying, you got to stop with the kids. It's not a good look, and he would not do that.
No. Do you want some Jesus juice?
If they're really just your friends, then you've got to just stop.
Right.
And if they're worse than that, then you really have to stop.
Uh-huh.
No. I'm a big star. I can do what I want.
I love kids. I love them. Macaulay and Kieran and whatever his sister's name was. She was in there too. We'd all be in the bed together.
Roll in the bed.
Yeah, we'd roll around in the bed. It's like, what? Dude, you realize there's cameras rolling, right? What are you doing? I love children. Anyway, Michael is the biopic, and just the stills that I'm looking from the production, there's some dance stills where, you know, the guy's up on the toes, and it's Jafar Jackson. I don't know which of the Jackson fight. I guess he's a nephew of Michael's, one of his brother's kids, is what I think.
I forgot who his dad is.
It's probably Jermaine or something. I don't know. Jermaine had Jermajesty.
Yeah, because his siblings Jafar. Are Jermajesty and Autumn. That's his dad, Jermaine.
Anyway, I'm out of time. Yeah. I put the trailer for that up as well at the Ceremony Facebook page. All right, Vinny.
What is Bean Talk? And more after these.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores, or DSW.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Get up!
What? You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh my God! What could be better than that?
Alice at 97.3.
Hey men. We'll take the bear. Alice 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Listen live, win contests, and get our show's full podcast. It's all happening at radioalice.com.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Billie Eilish tickets. Today, listen at 4:05. The Jane Show is on your radio, well, most days here on Alice.
Yeah.
And she's got a code word for you. Get that code word from Jane at 4:05 and head to RadioAlice.com. Enter that code word for your last chance to win a 4-pack of tickets to the sold-out Billie Eilish concert on November 23rd at the Chase Center, courtesy of Live Nation.
I got a text from It's Jane.
Hello, It's Jane.
Saying that Alex Warren, the star of Alice in Winterland, just was nominated for a Best New Artist Grammy.
All right.
I know.
Where are the fireworks? Oh, okay. That's better. That's really good. Good job, guys.
Oh, thanks. We're like a walking Foley team.
Congratulations, Alex Warren. Yeah. And certainly you'll want to catch He's on the Rise.
That's
you'll want
right.
to catch this show. It's Winterland.
Tickets on sale now. RadioAlice.com.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so that's it?
Yep,
did Jane say anything else?
Nope, just that he had been nominated. Exciting.
And you're looking good today, Vinny.
Did she say that?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. She was saying, tell Vinny how handsome and brave he is.
Yes, how good looking. Yeah, and brave.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks, Jane.
It's Jane. Just here to tell you how great you are. You're amazing. How do you do it?
Wow.
That's
I feel like
it,
I'm
though.
Blushing.
No
I,
more.
I know, that's good. I better move on. I have some news to do. So it's overcast in downtown San Francisco at the moment. We should see some sun breaks today throughout the Bay Area and highs in the low 70s.
Sounds good.
Rain coming next week, but we have a break for now.
Maybe.
So my first story is this Bean Talk. It's TikTok. It's going around. They're spreading the word that Beans are a great way to help you get better digestion, better mood, and maybe even better skin.
Okay, now, wait, so this is not like a social media like TikTok called Bean Talk?
No, it's happening on TikTok.
Oh, this is a TikTok trend called Bean. Got it. All right, sorry.
A new TikTok trend promising better gut health is gaining steam. Experts caution there are some unpleasant side effects. We have all heard what, you know, bean the magical fruit.
The more you eat, the more you toot.
Right.
The more you toot, the better you feel. Have some beans at your next meal.
You know that song.
Everybody knows that song.
Yeah, but I mean, even you're like, I have to look up the words to every song, even the ones I know and love. But there you are with the bean song.
Yeah, I didn't know I knew the bean song until you mentioned the bean song. And then I went, yeah, oh, yes, of course, that old adage.
Their Bean Talk is hyping 2 cups of beans a day as the next big wellness trend.
Yeah, that's a lot of beans.
It is. It is a lot. But I do believe beans are good for you and are a good part of your healthy diet. That's just this reporter. I like beans. Mm-hmm. I have black bean burritos. I have...
I do like the black bean. Mm-hmm. I'll take a pinto bean, but you can keep your refried beans.
I'll eat those too. I love them.
There's a place near me that does black refried beans. You know, whatever they do with the pinto beans.
Yeah, same thing.
It just looks like mud to me. Keep the mud off my stuff.
I'll take a regular refried, but generally I just eat black beans whole.
Yep.
Put them in a burrito with some cheese, and there's my lunch with some hot sauce.
Sounds good.
It's really easy.
Yep.
And then if I have some short grain brown rice, I'll make a bowl. Put some rice, beans, avocado, and hot sauce and cheese. There's another meal. Done.
It sounds great.
So that's what they're saying here, though. They're not just black beans, lentils, chickpeas.
Oh.
There are videos.
I eat lentils and chickpeas all the time.
I love lentils. In fact, one of my favorite soups is lentil soup.
Yeah. John did like a really good, he did a tortilla soup made with a lentil base on Halloween. That's what everybody ate. And then chickpeas eat hummus and you're eating chickpeas.
Yep. So anyway, Delicious. That's just one of the diet trends that you'll hear about in the coming weeks as it's...
Bean Talk on TikTok.
Yep. Half of Americans have a Thanksgiving recipe that's been passed down from generation to generation within their family. I think that's almost light.
Mine is the pumpkin chiffon pie.
And every time you bring it up, people want you to post it.
You know what? I'm sure it's up on my Instagram somewhere in a Thanksgiving past. Like, just go to Thanksgiving.
Or you could post it again for us. I mean, it would be a lot easier if you just get it up there.
I'll try and remember, but I won't.
What?
I'll try to remember, but I won't remember. Okay. Do you ever remember what we just talked about in any given break? I get off the air and I'm like, what did we talk about? Nah, I don't remember a damn thing.
Well, no, we're completely plugged into it and we're thinking of 17 things at once. Right. I have to edit out all the bad ones that I know I'm going to be in trouble for before I get to the nugget that I can actually use.
It's a very stream of consciousness. Yes.
It's a whole freaking thing. A third of Americans have a side hustle now.
Oh.
A third.
I'm not super surprised by that.
It feels like a lot, but you're right. I mean, right here in downtown San Francisco, on top of the Waymos, there's a million Lyft and Uber drivers. That's probably...
Maddie has 2 side hustles.
3.
Yeah.
3 side hustles.
2 universities and
I want to say that Bob is also a yoga teacher or something.
I sure am.
Yeah, she's got a little side. Do you get paid well for that? Or do you just get free yoga, you said?
A mix of both.
Do you have to clean the place too? And
a little bit. The free yoga? Not the place, but I have to clean mats and stuff. Mm. Worth it.
Mm. You won't touch money, but you'll touch a disgusting yoga mat?
You know, yes. Solid question.
Yes.
All right. Well, there's your answer, everyone. But no money.
Maybe she's like working the pro yogis that don't sweat because they've done this so many times. That's the classes I go to first of all, I never do it with any regularity and I wish I did.
Yeah.
Because each time I leave there feeling great, but I also leave there like down 3 pounds in water weight.
Yeah. I love hot yoga. I want it to be hot. I don't even want to do yoga if I'm not in a hot room.
So I take my mat with me home, but I Can imagine if I left that behind, they'd be like, that mother you know whatter. Disgusting.
Right. This thing weighs 19 pounds. It's all his sweat.
Just give me the hose. We're just going to hose the whole place down.
Susan has started to complain about the smell of my yoga mat.
Because
they're
one.
Smelly.
I've done everything I can to
get
clean
a new
it.
One. Just get another one.
They recycle those.
What do you mean?
They recycle those. You can turn that in and they'll recycle it.
And turn it into what?
I don't know. I'm not a pro.
Stinky flip-flops.
Maybe something like that.
Money clips.
Tires.
Tires. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah. But they get rank.
We've been having in the surf industry, there's all that rubber, the wetsuit material. They're just learning how to recycle this and put it to other uses. And it's important. I like it.
Mm.
Like, I'll turn my stuff in.
Right.
I have suits that need to be recycled. Just got to find the right people who are actually going to do that and not, what did they say? Sell it to China? What were they doing?
They were putting stuff on barges and just shipping it over to China. And
instead
then
of
China
recycling
was
it.
Just throwing it away.
Right.
We thought it was getting recycled. That was bad news. That was a bad news day. I hated that day.
That was a terrible
story.
Like,
I thought we were doing our part.
And they never really followed up on that, did they?
No.
I never heard
anything else about it.
Anyway.
I like that we're doing our compost now, though. Like, I like putting food scraps in there. Because I love flies and maggots. Like, that's one of my favorite things. So
cool.
Yeah.
Well, then
and the
got...
smell of garbage in my side yard. That's awesome. I love that.
So you don't like it.
John has this whole method of how we can put our food scraps in there. Like, there has to be a layer of grass first.
Mm.
The grass has to go in first.
He's right.
And then he'll put, like, certain things like... paper plates that don't have a plastic coating, we get those and we will eat off of those one of the nights so that he's got another layer to put down in between. It's a whole thing. As he's like, I am not dealing with that. I'm like,
it's disgusting.
Sounds like you are dealing with that.
You have to wash that bin out all
the
time.
So we have a smaller bin where we can put the food scraps with a solid lid where the rats can't get in, but then that can't be dumped into the big one. It's like... the biggest management problem on the side.
It's a thing.
It is. It's gross.
I agree.
Stank.
And we are out of time. It's time to game and get out of here and make way for more radio.
That's right. Mason's up next and she's got another chance at those Alice in Winterland tickets. Which is very exciting because they come with the Rob Thomas meet and greet. It's a combo game today, you guys. Not enough birthdays to do a birthday list and not enough things that happened on this day to do. When did that happen? So I'm going to mix it up. How old is Peter Brady from the Brady Bunch? His name is Christopher Knight. Vinny, you're first.
59.
59. 62. 62. 63. He is 68. That is a point for Bob.
I regretted my number as soon as I said it.
Oh, you said 59?
Yeah, no, as soon as I said it, I went, he's older than that. What am I doing? Darn it.
New Jersey becomes the first state to let girls play Little League Baseball after being ordered to do so in a civil rights hearing. What year did that happen? New Jersey becomes the first state to let girls have a Little League of their own. Bob, Maddie, you're first.
1998.
75.
2015.
It was 1973. So close to nailing that.
Wow.
Did you have a clue about that?
There's a movie called A League of Their Own. I was trying to picture what people wear.
That was actual.
That
was in
the 1940s during World War II. Mm-hmm.
Then I didn't want to go too far back because you had already blown it with your guess of the 90s. So.
How old's Lord?
I split the difference.
How old's Lord, Bob?
Oh,
we could be royals.
36.
35. Vinny gets that one. She is 29.
Dang it. I couldn't remember if she was older or younger than me. That's
She's
crazy.
1 year younger, I guess.
That's crazy.
All right. Next up is Magic Johnson announced he tested positive for HIV and was retiring from basketball. Magic Johnson announces he's tested positive for HIV. Vinny, when did that happen?
1987.
87. What do you think?
92.
86.
91 is the correct answer. That's a point for Maddie. We are currently at Bob with two. One point for Maddie, 1 point for Vinny.
So ticked off.
Really?
Yeah.
You didn't drink your moon juice. You don't have full power.
How old is my favorite, Joni Mitchell? How old, Joni Mitchell? Help me, I think I'm falling.
Yeah. In love. Oh, she's great.
I know she is. California, I'm coming home. Sing your version.
Nah. What is the question again?
How old is Joni Mitchell? But you're last to guess.
Oh.
I think Maddie's first on this
one. I think she's probably 81.
81. What do you think, Bob?
78.
83. That is too bad. If you'd just been a jerk by one, you'd have got it exactly right. But instead, you and Maddie get a point. She's 82. We had an 81. We had an 83. 82 is the number I was looking for. We are tied 2-2-2. And this one is going to decide it. Queen Elizabeth launches a Facebook page, but no one was allowed to friend or poke her. Queen Elizabeth launched a Facebook page. Bob, when did that happen?
No one was allowed to poke her. It's giving...
Couldn't be poked. Couldn't be friended.
It's giving 2012.
2012.
2011.
2011.
2010.
It happened exactly in 2010.
Yeah!
By a score of 4-2-2. Maddie's on the show. Maddie's on the show. Yes, Maddie. He's on the show. Yes, Maddie. Yes, indeed. Maddie has won. We had winners right from all there. Corners this week. Keep it here on Alice all day. Mason and Jane have more tickets for Winterland and that meet and greet with Rob Thomas. And Jane has tickets to the sold-out Billie Eilish concert at 4:05. Have a great weekend. Enjoy yourselves. I hope it's a nice, warm one. And we'll see you back here on Monday.
Thank you.
Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up. You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.